Can we broadly go over what you've uncovered about how there's mounting evidence that Facebook software does damage to a great many people, teen girls, victims of human trafficking, those even who care about politics in any way or battling COVID, yet it seems to fail to take dramatic action?
What we have written is based on a substantial collection of internal documents, a lot of it being internal research the company has performed about its own role in society. And among the things that we have found are that Facebook is aware that Instagram can be fairly toxic for vulnerable teenage girls. Their conclusion was that we make body image issues worse in 1 in 3 teenage girls. We found evidence that the company was aware that a 2018 algorithm change changed the tenor of political discussions to make them angrier around the world. We also found indications the company had known about and failed to act on widespread human trafficking, in part because the company had for a long time not wanted to offend governments and societies in the Persian Gulf that considered this to be more of an acceptable method of labor. And then we also found that Mark Zuckerberg's own goals of helping the world beat COVID through the platform had been undermined in part by the company's failure to address extremely effective and diligent anti-vaccine activists on the platform.
Well, let me seize upon that point as a major example. Why is it that Facebook cannot get rid of incorrect and misleading anti-vax information that spreads so easily on its networks?
I think a big part of it is that the company has traditionally tried to hew to a very, very strict definition of permissible speech. So, you know, if you aren't directly saying something that is harmful and directly harmful to other people, you can go ahead and say it. What they found they had a problem with and that they somehow seem to have failed to predict and understand was that really dedicated anti-vaccine activists were going to be capable, and in fact did, manage to sort of swamp the platform with what they call vaccine hesitancy content, which would be things that aren't necessarily untrue, but just present widespread doubt and suspicion about the efficacy and safety of the coronavirus vaccine. And so this was kind of a part of sort of a larger issue in which they had allowed this basically a band of really zealous users to kind of act adversarially and affect what the tenor of conversation on the platform and change kind of how public opinion appear to be reflected on it.
As a giant entity, is Facebook a type of sociopath? I mean, usually if you're told that your product or service is hurting people, you take every step to correct that.
I think Facebook didn't set out to cause these problems, any of them. That said, the company built itself to maximize engagement and to maximize usage of its products, and it didn't really look at downsides or costs very much. And so what it has found in recent years, and because this really the kind of self-examination has really been only been going on for a few years in truth, what it found is that it, like some other industries in American history, have found that, you know, their product may not be good for people in many circumstances. And the company is grappling with how to deal with that. Obviously, I wouldn't be in possession of this information if the people who were working on these problems inside the company felt like they had been listened to and had been heard and that they were being allowed to pursue what they viewed as the reasonable response.
So there are good people inside Facebook. I think we can say that much. They know the tech tools are causing great harm in some cases. They wish to do something about it, but is there evidence in your reporting they are losing all or most arguments within the company?
There is evidence that there is a lot of frustration for these people. I think, look, working inside Facebook doing integrity issues, which is content safety and quality type work, it's not the best thing for your career. There are certainly more advantageous parts of the company to be working in if you want a promotion and a big paycheck. That said, these people are drawn to the work because they believe it's important. They want to understand the platform and its effects on society. And they have identified things that do address many of the problems that they have uncovered. That said, in many instances, the changes would come at the expense of growth and usage metrics. And that's something that is a pretty hard sell inside the company.
And so your job as a reporter is to tell us all about this. Have you drawn any conclusions about whether there's reason to feel positive going forward as a user that changes are being made or will be made?
Under the current approach, it does seem like the work is pretty heavily bogged down. At this point, we're at a place where Facebook kind of understands what the problems are, but isn't necessarily fond of the solutions that have been suggested to address them. I think it is hopeful that, first of all, that there is this work happening inside the company and that people have sort of done this unprecedented, groundbreaking study of the platform. And I think it's also hopeful that they have found ways in which Facebook could potentially alter its systems that in ways that might ameliorate some of these problems. But the question of sort of, one, how much Facebook is willing to do on that front, I think is very much a reasonable one to wonder about at this point. And two, whether some of the problems, particularly related to the teenage mental health, whether these are pretty baked in to the existing product and sort of where we go from here. Because I think for that one, in particular, the company understands and has acknowledged at this point that their research does show some pretty significant harms after our reporting. That said, they've also said that they don't really see a silver bullet to addressing them. And they view social media as being such an important and central part of modern life that, like cars, this was Adam Mosseri's analogy, he's the head of Instagram, that like cars, there might be some negative effects. Some people might die, but that the company believed that net its effect was very positive for the world.
Forgive me for shuttling us back briefly to the laundry list of problems. How would you say some Facebook users are more equal than others under the current setup?
So that was the first story in the series, was about a program called CrossCheck. And theoretically, CrossCheck is just supposed to be a form of quality control for high profile users to make sure that when Facebook makes an enforcement decision, it can stand behind it confidently. In practice, however, this program was a bit of a disaster. Basically, any employee could enroll accounts into it. And it turned out that dozens and dozens of different departments with inside Facebook were basically enrolling users for VIP protections. And then making things worse, even though this was just supposed to be quality control, most of the time Facebook didn't get around to reviewing the violations that their own systems had flagged. And in some instances, they explicitly opted VIP users out of enforcement entirely. So that was called whitelisting. And it basically, if you were on a whitelist and a high enough ranked one, you might be fully exempt from all of Facebook's rules.
Is there a final thought?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that really struck me in the course of this reporting is how good the quality of research inside Facebook is and how many pressing societal questions the company does have the ability to answer that currently we do not outside of it. And it does seem like something that is worth thinking about what means of data access there exist for outside entities who wish to understand the platform. Because I mean, if anything, the reporting has shown the things that Facebook does matters to everyone, and it can affect the course of societies and how people even see themselves. And so under those circumstances, it seems like there's kind of a public interest at stake that might not be being fully represented in internal Facebook discussions.